Mike Williams Jr. just about to come into the shoot here on Front Street. There's lots of crowds, lots of cheering, lots of signs. And this is Mike Williams Jr.'s fourth Iditarod coming up the shoot. He's expected in 23rd place, bib number 46. Music Eskimo from Akiak. And here he comes down the chute. The dogs are looking great. He's pedaling a little bit here. They're looking strong. And he has crossed the line here. Wonderful. And they're heading over to check out his sled. He has 9 huskies here today. He finished in the top 10 in 2012, placed 8th last year. He's hugging his family with the hugs and kisses. Getting surrounded. It's certainly a beautiful day out here. As Rick has mentioned, perfect day to finish the race.
That's a beautiful sunny day, hardly any wind out there.
It's the first time I went through from Clark Mountain to here with no wind and the sun all day, so that was nice. But I'm pretty tired and happy.
So this is your fourth Iditarod. How would you say it went this time?
It went pretty good. It was warm. I wasn't really expecting it to be warm all the way, and wasn't exactly sure how to handle it. And my dogs were getting sick. Maybe I was feeding too much and too rich too early. And but they worked out of it, and they were just getting better as we went down the trail. And
was there a point that you saw them start to get better from the sickness?
One day they're puking and having diarrhea, and the next, you can just see them, their attitude getting better as they were getting over it. So.
And Mike, you took a pretty good spill on the way to Takotna. How are you feeling? How's your right hip?
It's good. I think that topped it into place.
So you're not in any pain for the rest of the trail?
Yeah, I was actually feeling pretty good. I was sore for like half a day and then got better.
So you were kind of concerned about race miles, or training miles rather, this year because of the bum weather in the fall near Bethel, all of the icy conditions, and you weren't able to get all the miles. Did you see that affect your race in any way?
Yeah, I saw it going down the Yukon, especially from Eagle Island to Caltag, and they're being sick probably had something to do with that too. So, but we made it, and things are looking pretty good. So hopefully things go better next year with that training and their health.
Now this is the first time racing with your dad. You've never been on the race trail with him, and for a while there, it appeared that you were kind of mushing together. How did that feel?
It was good to see him out there, and we were at the first 2 checkpoints together, and he was up before me, and I would take a nap, and I'd tell him I'll be up in an hour. He'd get me up in like half hour or something. He's like, we gotta go. but yeah, it's good to see him out there, and he should be here sometime later, tomorrow maybe.
And you mentioned, Mike, about how you've never written down a plan for your dogs, and I know they were sick for a little bit, but talk about your dog's performance overall during the trail this year.
I'm really happy with the way they performed. They got a little tired, and were starting to look a little down, and after some rest, they perked back up, and just got going again.
How did Emo, your leader, I know you were thinking about carrying him for a while, yep, just to keep him in the team?
That was Chief.
Get him checked out before he starts here.
To carry him, I would come into the checkpoint and the vets would look at him and say everything looks good, and I was surprised. I thought he would be a little dehydrated and getting thin, but he was always hydrated and he managed to keep his weight from eating a piece of fish here and there.
He had a lot of
time now for us to get checked in.
So that's Mike Williams Jr. He is going to get checked in. So make sure he is officially in 23rd place. So he's opening his sled right now.
Most important, right? Is that cool right here? Okay.
I wanted
to ask. How about your trail mail?
They weren't ready.
He's looking for it in one of his pockets here, and he pulls it out.
Okay. How's the sleeping bag you got? All set. Okay. Hand axe.
Axe is right here.
Axe is right here, all right. Promotional packet we got. Okay. Snowshoes you got?
Yeah.
Okay, how about your cooker?
Got some booties.
And some booties. Gotta keep those dogs and feet warm, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good, okay. All we need to complete the... Your signature right here. Okay, great. Congratulations. Okay, super.
So, Michael, he's third place in the Iditarod 41. And is there an exact time on what
he
made?
We had, he came at 4:57, so it would be 10 days, 1 hour, 57 minutes. And 13 seconds.
Thank you.
30 seconds?
10 days. 1 hour, 57 and 30 seconds for Mike Williams Jr. And his dogs are resting right now, getting a quick snack. 23rd Fisher, reporting live from Fence Street. I'm Margaret DeMaris.